So here's my beautiful darling Doris.
Well, that was pretty awesome. I got a huge, huge testimony. So last night I was asleep and I very rarely dream. I never really dream. But we had really bad storms last night and the wind was really blowing and it kept blowing the window open and then the curtain would all blow against all my deodorants and hairsprays and knock it all flying, and it was a really sort of really uneven night. But I must have dozed off at one point, and I'm it's so real. I'm in my work van and I'm pulling out of the driveway, and I get out onto the main road, and as I turn out onto the main road, I'm behind a scaffolding lorry. So I don't know if you know, scaffolding is like what the builders use. They're like poles and they link them together to climb up onto the roof. So they got all these poles on the back of this lorry and lots of wood and stuff. Well, anyway, in my dream, the wind has ripped up and these poles come through my windscreen and into my van. Anyway, I wake up and I'm like, oh, that was a horrible dream. Like, it was all like, it was all so real. It seemed so real, even though it was a dream. Anyway, I get ready for work this morning. I get in the van. I reverse out. I go onto the main road. And you'll never guess what was in front of me. A scaffolding lorry with poles and wood, and the wind is so bad this morning. And do you know what? I just pulled in, I waited a couple of minutes, and then I pulled off again. And I really believe that God was showing me, because not very much further down, this lorry had to pull over to pick up his poles that the wind had taken and strewn across the road. Now, nobody was hurt, nobody was injured, but I think if I hadn't pulled in for those couple of minutes and waited for this lorry to go, I could have very well been behind that lorry when the wind caught those poles and knocked them into the road. So I was a little bit shaken. I get to work and I tell the girls at work and they're like, oh my God, that's a sign God was showing you. You know, so I've been sharing stuff, but, you know, I mean, not taking anything away. We never know. We never know the way that God protects us. And it was pretty a pretty amazing thing that happened this morning. What with last night, thinking about this and dreaming about it, and then to this morning getting in the van. And to turn onto the main road and see the scaffolding lorry right in front of me. It just really, really put me on high alert. That, you know, I'm not going to continue behind this lorry. You know, there is a reason. God was showing me for a reason, I believe. You know, so it's not that we have fear about these things. We go to God. We trust God. We know that God's got our back. We know he protects us. So many things have happened in my life. And some things I'm not aware of. Some things probably God's doing in the background. But the things that I am aware of, that I see God's hand on, not just my life, but my family's life, you know, the way that we pray for the family, pray for the kids. But it's all comes down to one thing, and that is that the truth of God's word is so important. So important. And that main truth right now that sticks out more than anything is, fear not. Right? Fear not. God has not given us a spirit of fear. We are more stronger than you can even imagine. And if only at times when we're at our lowest, we would believe it. You know, the adversary knows our weaknesses, but God knows our strengths. Mm-hmm. And God makes a way to escape all the time. You know, whether it's a chat with someone, whether it's somebody singing a song, whether it's God revealing it through a dream, whether it's coming from the scriptures, whether it's somebody just, you know, speaking the truth. There is no greater truth right now than God has not given us a spirit of fear. Because there is so much fear in the world that if we end up walking like the world, then our lights get diminished. We have to really stand upon that truth that God has not given us a spirit of fear. And then it goes on to say, but of power and of a love and of a sound mind. See, a sound mind has no fear. When our minds are unsound, then fear comes in. And fear is torment. Fear traps us. Fear makes us freeze. So with COVID, the lockdowns, the job situation, finances, people are freezing right now. But the truth of God's word says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. Fear. What was we taught? False evidence appearing real. We have to recognize it. Really recognize it so that we don't get trapped, so that we don't get stuck, so that we don't get fearful. Remembering that greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And it's so easy for us to say these things. But what do we do when we're in the situation? Now, I could have frozen this morning, frozen in fear, and carried on behind this scaffolding lorry, and who's to say what would have happened, you know? But when I realised, I mean, I was pretty shook up at first, like driving out onto the main road, and the first thing I come behind is the scaffolding lorry. Wow. I mean, I couldn't have made it up. I really couldn't have made it up. And I thought, no, I'm pulling in. And just about, I don't know, 50 yards on the main road, you can pull into like the little bus lay-by. And I pulled in there and I was like, oh my God, like, I dreamt this. This was really bizarre. I dreamt this. And about a minute or two had passed. And I thought, right, I'm going to move on now. And as I moved on, just as I was about to descend down the hill out of Pucker Church, this scaffolding lorry had to pull in because his pipes, you know, these big long tube things had been caught by the wind. So, you know, and what God does for one, he does for no one else. No, not true. What God does for one, he does for all. He keeps us all safe. He keeps us all safe, whether we're cognizant of it or not. He keeps us all safe. So we have nothing to fear. We don't allow that adversary to beat us down and to get us into a state of despair. We go to God. Like Lawrence said, you know, what do you want? And on a daily basis, we have wants, we have needs, you know, but we go to God. We take it to God. We believe God for those things to come to pass. So it's getting really late now, so I'm not going to go on. But, you know, the main thing this week is really to remember that the greatest truth right now is that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, and that sound mind we need that sound mind so that we can sort of navigate ourselves through the way that the methods of the adversary is working in this day and time. We navigate. God navigates. God broadens that path for us to walk through. He makes our sort of narrow gate wide and he makes it straight. He's the one that leads us and guides us. So God bless your hearts.
Do you want to close out the word of prayer?
So,
manifestation.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful night. Thank you for everybody's heart and mind and just the wonderful night we've had, God, with the testimonies, with the sharings, with the teachings, just the way that you place things on God, as you place things on people's hearts. I thank you that us, as we come together, it fits so, like a hand fits in a glove, that every need gets met, that nobody goes unmissed, God, and that each person that has something to say has something to say of importance, that you inspire each and every one of us. So I thank you for a great week, God, that we can just really walk by that Spirit, that we can allow you to lead us and guide us, that you keep us out of harm's way, that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but that we can walk in that power, that we can walk in that love, and that we have that sound mind so that you can navigate us through these trials of life, God. I thank you for your love and your goodness. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, and for a wonderful week. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So would somebody like to speak in tongues or bring forth a word of prophecy?
Miniala Kadashon to Barashin dedication. Miriana Karakashun to the Bashan. Ashisi Santane. Ashisi Sama in Tene Kesho. Shamisin Sinte. My Shashan de Lakoi, my Ere, Ere Ishion. Norami Intianda, Daraba Shintene Kedekashondo. My beloved children. Truly, I am the Lord thy God that has called thee out. Walk therefore in this day, time, and hour, my children, with your heads held high, with your hearts in my hand. I have given you a true word, and I shall not fail you, my children. I shall be with you. You shall not fail. There shall be no disappointment in the things that you expect, for I am a God who has paid the price for you because I love you. I have seen you from the very foundations of the world. I have expected great victory. I have expected my son's victory. I have expected, and I have not been disappointed, for I know all things, and I know you. I know you by name. I have chosen you to be mine, and you have answered my call. So, my children, be brave, be strong, be vigilant in this daytime and hour. It is a dark time, but you shine as great lights, my children. I will draw the people to you. I will give you the words. I will work with you. For I am a God of love and a God who sees all things, and I have prepared your way.
Man. And someone else?
My beloved children, know this day that I am your Heavenly Father, and I am with you, and I love you, and I correct you, and I instruct you, and I give you words of life, and know that when I move, I stir the things up. So be ready to stand, be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you of the reason of the hope that's in you, the hope that I've given you, and speak forth my word boldly. Now is the day to speak forth my word boldly, to take that stand before me, and to commit to me 100%. And known indeed, I will back up everything. I will do all the works for you. I will give you everything that you need, for I have fully equipped you already. And I will give you words to speak, directions to take, and open doors before you that no man can shut. And I am with you, and I will prove you right, and you will stand strong at the end. Known indeed, I am with you, and these are urgent times. So listen now, and pay attention, and walk with me. Obey my voice, and walk with me. Listen to that still small voice within your heart, for that is where I am speaking to you. And I love you, my children. It's my goodness that will cause you to walk uprightly, that will cause you to come from the world's ways to my ways. I want you to know my ways as well as see my acts. I am with you, and I love you so much. And I correct my children, and I guide my children. I edify my children. I comfort my children. I am a good dad, and I am with you, and I love you. And I am for you, and I see your future before you. I see the victories that are in store for you, but you need to follow me and do the things that I give you boldly with no fear. Because there's no consequences, only reward and great blessings when you listen to me. And I am for you this day, and I hold you by the right hand. Allow me to lead you. Stop resisting me and walk with me, for I am the Lord thy God.
Well, Heavenly Father, I truly thank you that you have paved that way. That you do lead us, that you do guide us, that you do want us to take a stand. And as we call out to you, as we give you our heart's desires, that you place you place that desire in our hearts so that we can perform that desire, God. That you have a calling for each and every one of us. And that each calling is different. And as we continue to look to you, you will lead us and you will show us. That we just really make that desire come to pass. That we take that and we stand upon it strongly. God, I just thank you for the way that you encourage us, that you love us. And that you've never said that we won't have troubled times. But that when there is trouble, that we can cleave to you. That you can lead us through this dark path. That you can lead us through this evil world, God. That we can continue to shine as your lights. That we have nothing to fear in this day and time. Because you have enabled us with everything that we need to be mighty conquerors. If you made us the head and not the tail. So I just thank you for this awesome privilege of being sons and daughters of you. That we can live that life which is more than abundant. That we can be all loving, all knowing, because we have Christ in us. So I thank you as we walk by that Spirit that we lack nothing. That we have every enablement to be mighty conquerors. So I thank you that we choose you this day, God. We choose life. And that we choose a life which is more than abundant. So I have thank you for a great week ahead. Thank you for each person, for their prayers, for their desires, for their finances, their jobs, their relationships. I just thank you that we know that you just come through as we call unto you. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you and that you just bless each person on here and the people that have been on. And I thank you, Father, that you're just really enlightening our eyes to what you want us to do and see and know and the direction you want us to take. And that, Father, that you're just really bring peace there so that we can see the clarity of the direction you've called us to move in. So that, Father, you know, this is great that we can fellowship, but you've got a plan and purpose for every individual. And you've got works before ordained for each one. No matter what their state or situation is right now. And Father, I just, you know, just send your blessings right now. I just command your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ on each one. And that, Father, that you'll just start to open all of our eyes to your greatness and what you can really do in your power and your authority that you've placed within us. And Father, I speak healing right now to anyone that needs healing in their bodies right now. I just enforce what you've done through our Lord Jesus Christ. You are healed. I just command hearts to be healed, for minds to be clear, and for any distractions to be gone. And I just command for any lack that, Father, when people turn their hearts to you and do what you show them, that you'll just provide them abundantly, super abundantly, Father, because you want us to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Father, soon returning. And Father, I just thank you, God, just for your wonderful love and that we are your sons and daughters and we have great authority and that we just realize it and believe it. What you've given us to do, that you've given us the gospel, the good news, to bring people from darkness to light, that we can see the purpose of our life is to speak your truth and to reach out to those that need healing and deliverance. That's our focus. Instead of inreach, we need to see the outreach as well as the inreach, God, that you want to meet all our needs, and you have, and we receive it by faith, so that we can just truly be free in every category to speak thy word to those that sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, that we can bring them from there to your glorious light through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of you, the gospel of God. And we're not ashamed of that. So I just thank you for this. And just bless each individual mightily. And show us all what we need to see very clearly. And so, Father, any error, any spirits of error, I just command out now. And I just thank you for your full light shining and clarity and clearness in heart and mind. And I just I know you're energizing me to pray this, so I pray it with all faith. And I just know that you're blessing each one right now. And as they receive these words without anything in their minds about anything, that they're just listening to what's being prayed to you, so that they can also receive and believe, and that you're rise the faith levels in each person, God, to receive from you, and so that we can really move together as one body of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Bless you guys. I just inspired to pray that.